You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, Lance McCullers is joining us. Is he here?
Working on it now.
You're calling him now? Good. All right, so we're going to have Lance McCullers on with us here in just a minute, talking about his podcast, The Walkout. UFC, huge, huge UFC guy. And hopefully huge, huge pitcher for the Astros this year. Huge. He's going to have a huge year. A dozen starts. I'm putting him on 8 wins this year, Lance.
Whoo! That would put him in contention for whatever the Cy Young's going to be this year.
Yeah.
Hey, they have those things tied to contracts, too. Well, let's bring him in right now. Lance McCullers joins us right now, Astros starting pitcher and one of the co-hosts of the Walkout podcast. And that is a new podcast that he started this this pandemic season with Carlos Correa. And they are they're putting it out all the time. It's all things MMA. And joining us right now is Lance McCullers. What's up, Lance? How you doing? Thanks for joining us today, man.
Hey, guys. Anytime.
Man, we appreciate you being here. Lance, let's start with a little baseball, and we'll talk about the walkout. We've been giving away tickets, as a matter of fact, and we're going to give away more to come see you and Carlos at Warehouse Live on Saturday. And also, you can go and buy them at warehouselive.com. But let's talk. Okay, is there a little bit of an advantage? You're coming off the elbow. Verlander's coming off the surgery. Granke's a little bit older. A shortened season, is this advantage Astros?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think everything's going to be fine. I think that guy's been working real hard. I mean, I know JV has, you see the bullpens he's throwing. He looks sharp. You know, I've been staying on the same routine that I've been on really ever since I've been healthy from TJ and got back from spring training. I've been throwing lives. I threw a 50-pitch live yesterday against Bregman over there at Minute Maid Park. So, you know, I'm hoping to continue to build that volume. My velo was 89.93, you know, and for a live with nothing really on the line, that's pretty good velo for me in that kind of situation. So, you know, I'm happy with where I'm at. I'm happy with the way I've been able to keep myself ready and in shape during this time. So, you know, I don't see any reason that I wouldn't be ready or, you know, JV or, you know, anybody else.
Lance McCullers joins us right now. You know, so one of the things you and I talked about on my podcast was I think the big concern for you, we could talk baseball all we want and how is this going to work and what's your pitch count going to be. But first and foremost, I know that you guys, now that the season is going to kick off, your biggest concern is going to be safety protocol. What is your understanding in terms of your conversations with the league and just teammates and the team and whatever that may be, the Players Association? What's your understanding of safety protocols, and are you okay with what you've heard so far?
Yeah, I mean, that was part of this process as well. I mean, everybody wanted to focus on, you know, the games and the pay, and obviously that was very important to us as players. Especially, you know, for the young guys, that was our main focus throughout really this whole negotiating process was trying to take care of the young guys who, you know, are dependent and relying on these games and this money to build their future. So along with that also came the health and safety. So we're at a point now where, you know, we feel confident in the system that's in place. It's going to be involving a lot of tests. It's going to be involving, you know, really everything that is being implemented around the city of Houston, the U.S. We're going to be wearing masks. We're going to be trying to, you know, stay as far away from people as possible. We're hoping that with being tested so often, we'll be able to kind of create a little bit of, you know, confidence in that aspect that everyone in there is safe because, you know, guys are taking risks coming back and playing. You know, guys have family members that, you know, have autoimmune diseases. Guys have members who have gone through cancer recently or, you know, have young kids or wives who are pregnant. We have coaches on our staff that, you know, are obviously up in that age range where, you know, people start to, you know, feel a little nervous. So there's a lot of risk involved with this. It's a calculated risk. We feel comfortable with you know, where we're at. The MLB, PA, and have done a lot of great work talking to the CDC and, you know, talking to leading health officials, trying to determine, you know, the best next step. So I believe we're in the best place we're going to be in. It's going to really be among, it's going to be on the players to take it seriously, to, you know, try to isolate when we're not at the field during the season. So, you know, really after this Saturday, you know, podcast, live podcast in that warehouse, probably one of the last things, you know, we do publicly, at least I do, because, you know, once spring training gets rolling, you know, I don't want to be a cause or a reason for anyone to have to miss games or anyone to get sick.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happened in the MLS. A girl went to a bar and she infected the team, and now they had to shut it down. I would imagine you guys are going to be policing each other, aren't you?
Well, that's the hope. You know, I think everyone understands, like, the severity of the situation. I mean, this isn't something that, you know, if we really want to play, which I know we do, everyone's going to have to take it extremely seriously. And then, you know, for the guys who aren't, they're going to have to hopefully, the testing and everything else will do what it's supposed to do, and it'll prevent an outbreak. But you're absolutely right. It's going to be on the players, man. It's going to be on the players and the coaching staff and the staff that is there every day in the clubhouse to make sure that we're safe and make sure that we're doing the right things. You know, I'm definitely not going to you know, advise anyone on going to bars during the season or during spring training. You know, and these are all things that the players and all of us are just really going to, you know, speak on and have to, you know, have to hold ourselves accountable.
Yeah. Of course, I meant the women's MLS. 60 games, you guys put pressure on yourself. Every start, you put pressure on yourself and you want to win, you want to win. But every single game is so much, it's three times as important as it used to be, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right, man. It's 60 games is not, it's not a super long season. I mean, it's give or take, you know, we're playing, I think it's going to be 60 games in around 63, 64 days. So, there's not a whole lot of room to, you know, get off to slow starts or, as a team or individually, but that's the situation that we're in, you know, and everyone that's going to opt in to play, it, understands that and, is rolling the ball a little bit, rolling the dice. So, we'll see how it all plays out, but, you know, I know that guys have been doing their work, and guys have continued to stay as active as possible, you know, when it's safe. So, you know, hopefully we come out of the gates hot.
So I want to get into your, I know from going back and forth with you on Twitter a few times that you've been a big MMA fan, our first time corresponding about MMA, and I didn't know that about you. And this is a few years back, was the first time Diaz and McGregor fought, I think, Nate Diaz. But I didn't realize Carlos was such a big fan as well. When did you guys come up with the concept of putting together a podcast? Because I know I'd spoken with you for the last couple years about you doing a show that's really some baseball, but a lot of the other things that you really love as well. And why don't you tell people about how this kind of came about?
Yeah, so yeah, Carlos and I have been lifelong, you know, mixed martial arts fans. Or I think for both of us growing up, it was really more on the boxing end. And then, you know, as obviously the MMA kind of took, you know, the main hold there, probably closer to like 2012, 2013, we really started kind of transitioning and falling in love with MMA. And it was one of the first things that we bonded over as teammates. You know, we got drafted together in the same year in 2012. We got sent to the GCL together, and we basically lived together and went every step along the way at the same pace. So it was something that was easy for us to connect over and that we enjoyed. So that's kind of where the initial, like, love for it developed, or, you know, maybe idea of doing something together one day. And then, you know, during this quarantine, we had actually been speaking about it to start it up in the off season. And then we said, hey, man, let's just go ahead and do it now. Get a couple of belts on, you know, get a couple episodes under our belt, kind of feel for what we're doing. And we've really enjoyed it so far.
What's the fight you have to see that you want to see most?
Well, the fights that the July 11th card is crazy. It's going to be the first card, UFC 251 out there in Abu Dhabi. It's going to be on Fight Island. So you got Usman versus Burns in that card. You got Peter Yan versus Jose Aldo. And there's another title fight on that card as well. So, it's Volkanovski versus Max Holloway. So that card is going to be absolutely crazy. I really want to see DC Cormier DC versus Stipe there in August. And if I had my dream fight, it would be probably Jones versus Ngannou, or it would be I want to see Khabib versus Conor again.
Yeah, do you buy Khabib Conor? I really wanted to see, and I would love to see Khabib versus Justin.
Khabib and Gaethje are going to fight in September.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They set that fight. That's right. Because I saw Gaethje just recently was kind of talking some trash. Who do you like in that fight, by the way?
I mean, personally, I know Carlos is going to be picking Khabib, so I'm going to be doing all the research and breakdown of Gaethje. I've actually been a big Gaethje fan ever since he broke into the UFC a couple years ago. Carlos and I have both really followed his career. We're pretty split on the Ferguson bout. But Gaethje really impressed me, so I hope Gaethje. But for the sake of a Conor versus Khabib for the belt, I would say Khabib wins, and then Conor can go ahead and fight maybe Gaethje. Conor can maybe beat Gaethje, and then go and fight Khabib.
You ain't gonna make a living betting against Khabib, are you?
No, you're not gonna make. So far, if you bet against Khabib, you're 0-28.
You're winless.
That dude is just a beast. Tell us about this. What's Saturday night and what we'll be hearing at Warehouse Live?
Yeah, man. So basically, we're just going to take the Walkout Podcast to the Warehouse Live. We're going to have a version of our setup there, and we're going to be recording during the fights. And I think it's going to be pretty cool. I know that all the safety precautions are being taken. I think Carlos and I are kind of going to be up on the stage, a little bit isolated by ourselves, but. UFC Fight Night, Poirier versus Hooker will be on. You also got Gall versus on that card as well. So it's gonna be Mike Platinum Perry is the guy he's fighting, who apparently is only gonna have his girlfriend as his corner. So it's gonna be some entertaining fights on Saturday. Yeah, man. Yeah, Mike Perry, his corner is gonna be consisting of only his girlfriend.
All right, that should be. I would want to get away for a little bit,
I don't know.
I'm just gonna get to the ring so I get away from it a little while.
Boy, dude is whipped.
So it should be interesting to see how that plays out. But it's gonna be great. It's gonna be a serious. Poirier versus Hooker is that serious implications for the 155 division. So it's gonna be a great night of fights, and hopefully a lot of people come out and join us.
Yeah. Lance McCullough is going to be there Saturday night. Let's give away some tickets right now. All right, 713-780-3776. Caller number 10 is going to get two tickets to watch Lance and Carlos do their Walkout Podcast live at Warehouse Live. Doors open at 3. Fights start at 4. And so if you want to get on over there, wear a mask, be safe, social distance. They're only going to allow a certain number of people in there. So you're going to keep with the standards and the regulations that are going on. Warehouse Live is. So get in if you want. 713-780-3776. Caller number 10. Lance, I can't. I'm getting excited. I was. The whole off season has been really tumultuous, and there was a lot of turmoil, and there was a lot of hard feelings on both sides with you guys and the owners and everything else. But it's worked out. And now I think baseball, and hopefully, we're going to get some great baseball, and it's all going to be so much more important every single game. So I think that all of that stuff, hopefully all that stuff will be put aside, and we'll have a great baseball season.
Yeah, I think people should look at it as if you go all the way during this season, you'll be playing like 85-ish games. So it's like an 85-game postseason that everyone gets to be watching. But I wouldn't really say it's hard feelings. I would say that both sides kind of had the things that they felt were important to them, and they kind of stuck to it. And at the end, we got baseball back, which is the most important thing. So I know I'm excited, and a lot of the other guys are excited, and hopefully we can get some fans in there in Minute Maid Park. So I haven't heard a crowd cheer in quite a long time. So it would be nice to have some fans there.
Well, you face because Bregman is a notoriously slow starter. And in a 60-game season, it's going to be any extended slumps are going to be totally exaggerated. How do you look at the box against you?
Yeah, well, that's what he told me. He called me when it got announced, and he was like, "Yo, I need you to show up to Minute Maid on Wednesday, like game face. Like, I don't want to, like, we don't need to talk. Like, I want you to show up. I want to go after it against you." So he looks good. His pitch recognition is right where it needs to be, and his timing, I'm sure, throughout spring, as we're going to be facing a lot of pitchers, and the hitters will be getting a lot of at bats. It won't be necessarily game, like in a game, but I think ultimately during these 3 weeks we got coming up, I think these hitters are actually going to be seeing live pitching more than usual spring training. Because typically you show up to camp, hitters maybe see one day of lives float into the games. We play 22, 23 games, and they may play 16 of them, and they get two or three at bats per game. So there's a case to be made that in this 3 week escalated spring training, guys may be actually facing live pitching more often. So I think the hitters should be ready to go as well.
Good stuff. Lance McCullers right here on ESPN 97.5. He's going to be at Warehouse Live with his walkout podcast with Carlos Correa, and you can buy tickets at warehouselive.com. But we'll be giving more away here on the show. We just gave away a couple, and we'll be giving away more. Man, we are looking forward to it, Lance. We're looking forward to seeing you back on the mound. I bet you're, after all the weight that you've had, and you had to wait this much longer, you must be chomping.
Yeah, it's been a long time, man. So I'm just holding my breath now that everything, goes well and everyone gets to their individual city safe and we get a season.
Real quick before we let you go, anything new we should expect to see from you in terms of types of pitches or how you're throwing? Was anything did you have to change anything fundamentally in terms of how you deliver a baseball, or is everything fine?
Well, I know. I mean, I didn't. I've been trying to clean things up here and there. It's always a work in progress. I think everyone wants to make adjustments in that regard. But yeah, I think my pitch types will be mixed up a little bit more than people are used to seeing. I've got some stuff that I've been working on. So I think that you guys will just have to tune in and find out.
You know, a lot of guys, some people say, you know what, kids young should get the Tommy John surgery because you're better afterwards. How does it feel? Do you feel as strong as ever, or what's the deal?
No, I feel as strong as ever. There's no doubt. I mean, I can tell my workouts and my lifts and just the way I'm recovering. When I would pitch before, when I had the torn UCL, it took a toll kind of on the rest of my body when I would pitch. I'd wake up, and the next days, and I would – different parts of my body would really be feeling it. And then I noticed in spring training that wasn't really the case. I didn't have – a whole lot of shoulder soreness. I wasn't dealing with any back, issues or soreness that I was accustomed to dealing with just because, pitching with, imagine trying to play basketball on a torn ACL. I mean, over time, your ankles are going to hurt, your hips are going to hurt. I mean, your back's going to hurt. So it's a chain, it's a butterfly effect of, just different things that, start popping up. So I noticed in spring that, man, my body feels really good. And then I've noticed throughout, the quarantine with me continuously throwing lives against hitters that I've been recovering. So a lot of guys say around like the 30 month mark is when you really kind of take off. So, we're not too far from that.
Good stuff. That's great to hear, man. We are looking forward to it, Lance. Can't wait to see you back on the mound. We appreciate you being with us, and have fun Saturday night as well, watching the fights and doing the podcast.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
All right. There's Lance McCullers right here on ESPN 97.5. 902. Let's take a quick one. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here.